The Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down!
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz. Click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jonk Snow with a zero, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first hour, a little gorilla talk, a little basketball talk. Your Astros are still winning, so we'll tell you if that changes. So I don't know if we also got Baylor in there too, by the way, which I'll give Baylor credit. Again, I think they keep trying to do the right thing in the wake of this by hiring, going out and getting somebody outside, I think is the right thing to do. And that's not what the original reports were. And I think they had to realize what a bad look it would be to just promote Phil Bennett. And
well, we said that was a bad look.
Yeah. And so I think they're at least paying attention to what people are saying. Let's try a phone call. Do one more on this and then we'll move on. Manny, you're on The Blitz. Go.
Fred and AJ, sports gentlemen.
Sports to you.
So the story says that the child was with his parents. So I'm going to assume it was a mother and a father, correct?
I can't. What is he saying? I can't. Are you on speakerphone?
No, nope, I'm on my phone. Can you hear me? Because I can barely hear you guys.
No, we can barely hear you either.
Well, I think we got a bad connection. Anyway, I'll ask again. Was the father with the family?
I don't know. Okay. All I've heard is about the
father
mom.
For all you young fathers out there, you have to understand something. You have to understand that when you go out in public with your family and you have a young child, you're not allowed to have fun, okay? When your baby is born, all the fun goes out the window because your only job as a father is to get your family home in the same condition they were when you left. That's it. You can't have fun. Fred, you know, AJ, you know, when you get married and you have kids, fathers are no longer allowed to have fun. So just understand that, young fathers of today.
Yeah, like I thought about this, and my wife asked me what I would have done, and my first thought was, well, I guess I would have jumped down in there and tried to distract the gorilla, but then that probably gets us both killed. But I don't know what I would have done. I would have never let my kid get down in there. That's all I can think to say, is I would have never let that happen.
Well, I think it was just the mother. For one thing.
I think so, too.
And the other thing is, yeah, you... This kind of goes back to something I've complained about before. If you have kids and you're out in public with them, you got to keep them under control, too. I mean, it's... I've had... When mine were little, if they got out of line in a restaurant or something, the first thing I do is take them outside.
Right.
You're always constant... And if we were at a park somewhere, they were never more than 6 inches away. I mean, you're always right there and making sure that they behave. And not just that they are safe, because there's a lot of freakazoids out there. You don't want your kid out of your sight, especially at that age. There's no telling what could happen.
Yeah.
So anyway, 713-780-ESPN. Yeah, 281 says no adult goes to the zoo because they love the zoo. It's for the kids. Pay attention to them. Yeah, exactly. I think that's pretty simple, right? Okay, what do we find out on Jerome, John?
Haven't heard back yet. Hold on.
Okay, I'm just gonna assume he's not
We can't count on Jerome. Is that what you're saying?
Well, whenever Jerome's iffy, I can't remember the last time he said he was iffy and he actually came on.
Okay.
This would be a first. Hey, John, do you have the audio of the Indian version of the game-winning goal?
No.
Okay, I'm going to send you the link to this.
Of what game-winning goal of what?
From the hockey game last night. There's something called Hockey Night Punjabi.
Oh, okay.
And as someone who appreciates different kind of calls, you'll love it.
Okay.
So I'm going to send that to John, so we'll do it.
Dustin says it was just the mom. She had a couple more kids with her, wasn't the only kid. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to say. The mother had a group of about 15 kids on a trip. Don't you watch the other kids more than your own? Ass whipping. I don't know. I don't. If it's just one lady with 15 kids,
that's a big problem.
Poor choice.
That's a big problem. Yeah, there's no way you can keep up with 15 kids at that age. I mean, you just say no. You know what? I'm not sending my kids somewhere if one woman is trying to watch 15 4-year-olds. Kidding me? 713-780-ESPN's your number. Let's try.
Because then who's watching the other kids when your kid jumps in the gorilla tank?
Yeah, exactly.
They're going to go play with the lions. I'm going to ride a tiger.
Oh, look, he did it.
Yeah. Oh, look how much fun JoJo's having with the gorilla. I'm going to go ride a tiger.
I'm going to go climb on an elephant's trunk. That can't go wrong.
She's probably walking around texting on her phone, looking at pictures that J.J. Watt posted where you could see his dong through his shorts. Oh, my.
Posting pictures of herself on Instagram.
Yeah.
That's what she's doing.
I could see her taking a selfie. Look at me with this stupid-ass gorilla. Oh, is that my kid in there? Damn.
What's he throwing around down there? That looks like a doll. Oh, no. It's little Joey.
Look at this. She's taking a selfie. Me with the gorilla and some stupid kid who got in the gorilla tank. Oh, wait. Damn. Let me end this snap and get back to y'all.
Oh, man. Let's try Jonathan. What's up, Jonathan?
How's it going, guys?
Sportsy.
Good. I just wanted to chime in on the Baylor thing. I know you. I think you said you touched it last hour. Wasn't just started listening right now in the car. But as far as I'm concerned, you know, I'm not this super moral, like, you know, going to church every Sunday kind of guy. But as far as my knowledge is, you know, I'm a 25-year-old guy. I have a couple friends who went to Baylor, and a couple of them were like kind of weird that we're not super Christians, but they force us to, you know, take these Bible classes and stuff, you know, your freshman and sophomore year, to instill some sort of moral fiber into those students. And you know, they have that reputation. They are private school, Christian, supposedly Christian school. It's like you'd think that they would have a little bit of a higher standard for their coaches and everyone else that they hire, and, you know, especially these administrators that are high up there in their rankings. I just kind of feel like they should have some self-imposed sanctions that should be pretty harsh and almost unprecedented just because of the kind of school that they are and what they represent, you know, or what they say they try and represent. And you know, if they're going to hold a student to a higher standard than the average student at a state school, they should do the same thing for their faculty and staff.
Yeah, I probably would guess that they're not going to self-impose anything, but I think they understand that the storm is coming.
Yeah,
know, they're gonna be punished.
As far as it being a Christian school, I the standards of not raping people should be every school,
right?
And that really shouldn't have anything to do with it. And you know, there have been some of the worst crimes in history committed in the name of religion. Go watch that movie Spotlight. It's you know, there's being a decent human being and doing the right thing. It doesn't really matter whether you're supposed to be a Baptist school or not. I mean, just every institute of higher learning should have those standards.
Yeah.
But everybody wants to talk about this damn gorilla.
Gorilla's an interesting...
Let's try Eve. What's up, Eve?
Institute of higher learning.
Turn your radio down.
Oh.
Turn your radio down.
All right, thanks for the call.
Okay, that was a fail. All right.
You got to learn how to work your radio.
3-1. Or 31. Is that what that is?
I think that's JT.
Is it JT? I can't tell. It looks like a 31 to me.
What is it? 31.
Oh, okay.
That's right. Me.
All right. What's up?
Yeah, my name is Harumbi, by the way, like which is the gorilla. My age is 31. And I have input about children and grown-ups. I have two kids. One is 10 and one is 4 right now. I have kids, and when I'm going out in public, when there's a lot of people, I do not let my kids out of my sight because I know what kind of world that I live in, and what? I know how kids are.
Yes.
And that's just something that you don't do. If the kid is little like that, you don't leave them out of your sight, point blank, period, or something's like this going to happen even worse.
I have now gotten to where like, because I have an 8-year-old and a 4-year-old. So my 8-year-old, he's a little more free range. You know, I'll let him wander off a little bit. But at the zoo, I'm still never going to let him get out of my sight. My 4-year-old, though, like, I don't let him get without, unless, you know, his mom is there, too, and he's right by her, or she's right by him. I don't let him get within, a few steps of me because, A, I don't want him bothering other people or getting run over by people. And, you know, little kids are easy to snatch up, and who knows? It's a crazy world.
Yeah, there's like a lot of sickos out there, man.
Like, but between the world being a crazy place and kids being dumb, you just don't let your kids out of your sight for that long.
That one person, 15 kids thing, my goodness. All right, let's try Ray. What's up, Ray?
Hello?
Yep, you're on, man.
Sports.
How's it going, man? Sports.
Sports.
I love your show, by the way.
Thank you.
I have, like, really two quick comments to make about it. Number one being, from what I heard, and I haven't done any deep research about it, but the father was there, and I'm not too sure about it. But if so, and this is more personal because I do have three kids also, and I know the kid was in danger, but the biggest thing I would feel about it is, like, you know, why wasn't the father, if in fact he was there, why wasn't he in there trying to protect his child? I don't know.
I don't think the dad was there. The dad wasn't at the place.
Yeah, so.
So there was no dad. And, again, I thought about this. When my wife said, what would you have done if that was our kid? And all I could think was, that would never be our kid.
Yeah.
But I guess if it were, like I said, I would try to jump down in that gorilla cage and distract it away from my kid. But if it was protective and it's protecting that kid, then it's going to come over there and rampage on me. And is it going to make any difference? Can someone get the kid out of there by then? I don't know. I don't know what I would do. I mean, it's easy for me to say. My initial instinct would be to jump in, but then after I thought about it, that's probably a stupid idea. I don't know what the right answer is.
You wouldn't have let your kid get that far away from
you. No, that's the right answer.
Yeah.
Is don't let your kid out of your sight long enough to crawl into a gorilla exhibit.
And when mine was that age, as brilliant as he is now, he was a complete knucklehead. One time I was picking him up from daycare, and he got about a foot away from me and just decided he was going to take off running across the parking lot while cars were going by. And I had to run and grab him, and I almost got hit by a car thanks to him. And this kid was just an idiot. He just, like, oh, I'm going to go running in front of a car. Just feel like it. He also put a rock up his nose once. I had to take him to the emergency room because he put a rock up his nose. So, yeah, I tended to watch him whenever we'd go out anywhere in public because, yeah, he was not the brightest kid when he was little. 713-780-ESPN. We'll do one more, David. What's up, David?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Sports.
So, you know, it's fun to pick on this lady and all, and I really do enjoy it. But I got a story. When I was my son, and I have three kids also. My son was about 4 years old. We were in Galveston. I was putting stuff away in our car, and my wife literally turned around for 2 seconds to pack something up, and he was gone. So, and we found him, obviously, but he was gone for a half hour. He walked across the street, and, you know, just followed somebody else. So it can happen pretty easily. I also want to say that I don't know if you guys are going to talk Game of Thrones at 5:30 or not, but let's hype the Hound's return if we can, please. Thanks. Bye.
And it's probably more likely to happen when you're overwhelmed. And if, like you said, you got three kids, you're busy packing up the car, all it takes is 2 seconds for your wife to turn around. Imagine if you're one lady there with 15 kids, what's going to happen?
I mean, yeah, Joshua says, isn't there a minimum number of chaperones that schools have for that exact purpose, adult-to-kid ratio? To me, if there's more than two kids that you've got to watch, good luck.
Yeah. That's why I got a vasectomy after two kids, because I can't watch more than that. It's out of my range of responsibility as an adult to watch
more
than two humans.
And I would never offer to watch other people's kids take them to the zoo. But hey, yeah.
That's gross.
We're taking our kids to the zoo. If you want to come and watch your own, sure, yeah, you're welcome.
But I'm not going to
keep them the hell away from me.
Babysit your kid at the zoo. That ain't my job. your stupid kid might jump in the gorilla cage. Or, you know, your own kid might jump in the gorilla cage.
Well, I mean, they're all stupid at that age, and they may turn out to be really smart down the road, but they're not going to live if you let them jump into the cage.
Exactly. All right, guys, listen, if you if you're working another day at the job you hate, maybe you had to be out there in the weather this week, or maybe you're just working too many hours. Got to tell you, how many of your buddies do you know working in the computer industry that are struggling to make money? You don't, because those guys are making paper in IT. Ton of computer jobs out there. IT is consistently ranked as one of the fastest growing industries in the country, particularly here in Houston. It's one of the hottest computer job markets in the country. There's companies all over the city hiring IT guys, but to get these jobs, you've got to have the skills and certification. The place to go to get those skills, mycomputercareer.edu. There's a huge demand for certified pros. My Computer Career has job placement specialists that will work with you to get you hired. And I know what you're thinking, going back to school is important, but it's going to take too long. It's going to cost too much money. Not with My Computer Career. You're going to be in and out of school in less than a year. Financial aid's available, including the GI Bill. Go check them out. You got nothing to lose. Go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take the free career evaluation today. It's the first step to changing your life and making more money. Mycomputercareer.edu. Take that free career evaluation. Tell them AJ with ESPN 97.5 sent you. Time's first.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. For more great sports talk, try Yahoo Sports Radio 1560 AM. Two great sports stations, two presets. Lock them in.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780. ESPN is your number if you want to get in. Robert showing a picture. It says get some, and it's a woman with two leashes on two kids. Let's get one more call. DJ, you're on the Blitz. Go.
Hey, man. Sports, guys.
Sports to you.
Oh, man. I just want to, you know, the whole thing. I agree with everything you all are saying. As a parent, you know what I'm saying, you have to keep an eye on your kids, especially in today's society, because your kids can get snatched at any second. My son just turned four a couple of weeks ago. And I swear he's Usain Bolt Jr. Because if you turn your head for 1 second when he's with his mom, he's gone. So you got to hurry up and catch him. So if you can't keep an eye on your kids, number one, then you know you have extra kids with you. Why won't you be more alert and be on your, you know, on top of your game? That's very idiotic, and that's a stupid period. You know what I'm saying? You have all these kids with you, and you're not paying attention to your kids. I'm paying attention to more kids more than anybody else's kids, just being honest with you.
I'm never going to.
I'm just not taking that burden on.
No, man. I'm worried about my own, because you're right, though. That's one thing you've got to be careful of, is that there are freak shows out there, man. If my kid disappeared, I'd be scared to death. Craig Shelton says, do you think Rich Lord would have been interested in that gorilla's penis had he fell into the gorilla enclosure? Probably would have. He said, my Lord. Yeah. That gorilla.
Oh, my. That's no shadow.
Yeah. And you see the fur doesn't even cover it. Oh, man. 713-780-ESP is your number. We will do.
Do you think the ladies are noticing that gorilla ass crack like I am? Or, I mean, I'm totally heterosexual, but is that a gorilla ass or is that a gorilla ass?
Just see the way he bent over to throw that little kid around and just sort of stayed there? Boy, if you weren't aroused by that.
I'm totally into women and human women particularly, but that gorilla is all about that base. Am I wrong?
That sounds about like him. So, John, do you have that call? I'm guessing no. Oh, okay. All right. So, yeah, no Jerome today, so we'll do the Game of Thrones thing at 5:30 as we usually do. 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Robert asked, have y'all gone over the new win totals for college football that Vegas released today? I haven't seen anything today. We did the ones last week that were released. So, 936, all kids are dumb. My kids are 11 and 9 now. They're still dumb. When my oldest was 4, he put a popcorn kernel in his brother's ear. Yes, that was an ER visit to remove it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's... As I said, my kid is as smart as they come now, but when he was that age, shoving rocks up his nose and all kinds of other dumb stuff. I mean, who does that? And I'm sitting there in the emergency room for like 6 hours, of course, because you know how these emergency room trips with kids are. You're there all night. And I'm just asking, what the hell were you thinking? I just wanted to see what it felt like. That's what they are. All right, you got it now? Okay, so this is the game-winning goal for the Penguins last night from Hockey Night Punjabi.
Punjabi.
Yes, so Punjabi. It's the Indian group that does... I didn't know that Indian groups did play-by-play on games, but...
They do, Fred.
So here we go.
Punjabi.
I figured that'd be right up your alley.
I wonder who scored the goal.
I'm not really sure. I didn't catch that.
How many Beninos was that? Did we have a Benino count on that, Jong?
We should have.
It's 11 so far.
We're at 11 now.
Thirteen
total.
That's my favorite.
Boy, that color commentator is what a waste he is. Like, the key is when the play-by-play guy goes for like, I mean, that play-by-play guy went for a good 30 seconds. You got to have something really thoughtful to say after he goes for that long. I mean, that's your job as the color commentator. All he came up with was Benino. I mean, come on. You got to do better than that. Like, he was like, that was Benino scoring? I don't speak Indian, but if I did, I would take that guy's job.
Benino?
Yeah, that was, anyway, I just thought you would appreciate that.
Benino?
713-780-ESPN's your number.
We mentioned earlier, Rich, hey, Indian announcer guy, what part of J.J. Watt was Rich Lord checking out?
Benino?
Oh, his Benino? Oh. Okay. It's weird. But whatever. I'm not one to judge.
Okay, so that was the most interesting thing about the hockey anyway. Since nobody else saw it.
Benino?
Benino saw it.
I'm going to have to keep up with these Hockey Night Punjabi guys now. All right. Quick break. We come back, Game of Thrones. So if you have not watched or you don't want any spoilers, then you probably just want to turn your radio down for a segment. So we'll do a segment on this one. When we come back, it is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Blitz.
Hey, guys. Sports to you.
On ESPN 97.5.
Sports to you.
RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. And you know what that music means. So if you haven't watched the episode, well, by now you should have. Or if you don't want spoilers, turn your radio down. All right, Mr. Hoffman, get your thoughts on Sunday night's Game of Thrones.
I thought it was a filler episode. I thought that they didn't really do anything to progress the story other than, I mean, I guess Daenerys found a dragon. But what else happened, really, that moved the story along?
And even that was just the same thing we've seen out of her before. It's her big speech at the end with the dragon. Yawn. I thought this was the worst episode of the year by far. because I've said this, the whole Daenerys storyline, and we've seen it all before. There's nothing new going on there. It's just, okay, here she is. Once again, she's got an army. This time she's really going to Westeros. All she needs is 1,000 ships. Yeah,
that's it.
Really going to happen. So that whole storyline to me is played out until she actually does something other than talk.
Yeah.
Then I don't really care unless you're going to show her breasts again. I also think the Arya storyline has been played out too.
Oh, so I'm actually excited about that storyline.
At least it's finally over one way or the other.
It looks like she's getting away from those weird mini phases.
Or she's going to get whacked, one of the two.
You know that's not going
to
happen.
Well, that would be the biggest waste of an entire storyline if she just got killed.
The thing has been a waste altogether. I mean, they better have something coming up with this thing because those mini phases, I don't get it. But I'm glad she's getting out of that. I don't need that.
But I thought there were two things that could have been better ways to end the episode. The whole Tommen going religion thing was a major turning point.
Yeah.
And I think that's how I would have liked to have seen that played up a little more. And the fact that, I think part of it is in the books.
How come the High Sparrow hasn't put Rich Lord in that prison for his sins after that J.J. Watt thing? Rich Lord should have to do the Walk of Atonement for that.
No, nobody wants to see that.
If they have
nobody wants to see that.
If they have Marjorie's brother in there for that,
maybe put him in the same cell with Marjorie's brother.
Shame.
Yeah, that dude's that's never ending for him. You know that.
Shame.
Confess.
Yeah, Lance.
What you guys should do today is call into New Day 610 with that show, and when Rich answers, just say confess. And wait for him to see what he says. And if he never confesses, keep telling him to confess forever.
I like it.
Yeah. I don't know what the phone number of that show is, but that's what you guys should be doing right now. Confess. And tell Rich, until he does the Walk of Atonement for ogling J.J. Watt's meat, that he either needs to confess or make the walk if he wants the gods to forgive him.
Did they name that show after wrestling?
What show?
New Day.
I don't know. Is that the name of the show?
I don't know. I think that's just New Day.
I think that's the gimmick they're going because.
Oh, okay. Never mind. That's a wrestling gimmick.
Because
that's the gimmick that they're going with because one of their hosts left and they had to adjust. They had to adjust things. So it's New Day 610. That's how they tell you. Well, we kept John Lopez, but it's a new day. It's a new day. We're finally doing the right thing and putting our best show in a drive time slot. But it's a new day. But, yeah. No worries.
Lance said her.
Is that guy who really likes J.J. Watt's dong still going to be on in the afternoon? Oh, yeah, yeah. It's a new day, but he'll still be there. Whew. Thank goodness. Sorry. I interrupted our Game of Thrones segment to make fun of
You can do that the rest of the
Rich
show.
Rich Lord's meat gazing.
Well, that was probably more interesting than Game of Thrones was this week. Let's be honest. Lance said her speech was so cringeworthy, it felt forced. It did. And it just felt like we'd heard it before. But the other big reveal, and I guess this is more of a big deal for people who read the books and wondered who Cold Hands was, who wasn't in the TV show until Benjen Stark showed back up, which I thought was another big reveal. But I think I was more into that because he's a bigger deal in the books. And him coming back would be a bigger deal in the books than what it was in the show. Although I thought that was kind of a cool scene. It looked like, Bran was never going to make it to be the Three-Eyed Raven. And so he saved him and he's back. So that's, I don't really know what Bran's whole purpose is.
I don't either.
Which.
Hey, maybe you can help me out on this. What the hell is the Blackfish all about?
Well, that's one that kind of also got dropped from the series that was a bigger deal in the book. But, yeah, he's back in charge, and now River Run was a big Stark ally. So they're going to be obviously helping out in the battle against the Boltons. But there's a lot of stuff here that, like in the books, Jaime has spent a bunch of time going around, making peace with everybody and having them give tributes for the ones that rose up against him. So this is all kind of a weird new storyline but I just didn't get a lot out of this episode that made me, you know, even last week, it just kind of sucked up until the end, and you had this great 5 minutes of the Hodor thing. So it Walking Dead me,
yeah,
basically. Suck, suck, suck. Wow. Okay, I'll come back next week. This week didn't even do that. In fact, I this is one of the first ones where I'm like, man, I really wonder if this thing's starting to go downhill on me.
But, I mean, this is what...
This happens every
most
year, though.
TV episode or most TV series do. They have episodes like this.
Yeah, I got spoiled by Banshee because it just didn't have these kind of episodes. Yeah. And the whole thing with Sam and Jilly, and I mean, I guess the whole point of that was for him to get a sword with Valyrian steel by stealing his dad's sword. Is that the whole point of that entire storyline?
I guess so.
Because that's another one that's just not interesting.
But he doesn't even know what Valyrian, like the value of Valyrian steel. I think he has a concept of it, but I don't think he gets that it can kill White Walkers.
You want me to tell you why that episode sucked? It lacked three ingredients. The three ingredients that make a good Game of Thrones episode. You know what? Jon Snow was absent, right?
Jon Snow was absent.
Tyrion Lannister was absent, right?
Yep.
Did the Khaleesi get topless? No. That's the three keys. You want a good Game of Thrones episode? Yeah. Let me tell you what the recipe is. A lot of Jon Snow, a lot of Tyrion, and maybe a shot of the Khaleesi with her boobs. You don't have any of those three? What do you even have? What are you even doing, HBO? What do you have a show for?
Yeah, I mean, those are my favorite things from the show. There's no question. Or really, Marjorie's boobs would suffice.
That's okay with that. That's a good alternative, yeah.
Yeah, and that's even better than an alternative. But a lot of people tell me George R.R. keeps saying Cold Hands will not be binging if he ever finishes the books. I don't really believe a lot of the stuff he says because it winds up being different in the show. So, and David says, theory going around that Bran is the one who built the wall. Okay. 713-780-ESPN on Lamont says, can we agree the whole purpose of Sam's scene was just to get the Valyrian sword? Probably so.
Yeah.
I think he still would have been better off leaving the wildling chick and the kid there, though. I mean, they would have had a better life. So. And, yeah, and this whole theory that Bran really is the three-eyed raven, is the old man, and all this other stuff. I don't know. I don't really know where that storyline is going.
I think I went all clan on Gilly. He was like a...
Oh, yeah.
He's like a super...
You know what he was? He's just he's the racist old dad, yeah, is what he is.
He's a redneck.
Every family has one of them. The old grumpy guy who doesn't like those people.
Yeah.
And you can fill in the blank on who those people are. In this case, it's the wildlings.
Yep.
But, yeah.
Super embarrassing.
Says setting up for Daenerys to get 1,000 ships from the Iron Islands, right? Yeah, they're going to have to build them all, though. I was glad to see. I thought the two most interesting part. By the way, I think the Astros are in the process of trying to blow this lead here in the ninth.
Of course, yeah.
So it's 8-5 now in the ninth inning with nobody out and a runner on second.
They're going
to
talk about it.
Yeah, I think bring in Giles. He'll save it. That's your guy. But I thought the Tommen thing that could go a lot of directions now. That he's whether he's really partnered up with the Sparrow or whether he did it to get Marjorie out of there and she's manipulating things. Like I would not be surprised by that she's manipulating him a little bit to get out of there without having to do the walk of shame.
Yeah.
But walk of atonement, same thing.
Did that scene feel a little anticlimactic when they all rode up to the where the High Sparrow was, and then like I was expecting a battle and I was expecting that to end the episode, like a lot of bloodshed, and it just kind of ended up with, I don't know, maybe in the long run, the storyline, it might be better for the storyline to have Tommen be alongside the Sparrow, but I felt a little disappointed that there was no battle between the Sparrows and the Tommen's soldiers.
Yeah, maybe so. I was a little bummed about that too, but like what's going to happen now with Jaime? Is he going to leave?
Yeah, well, I think he is, yeah.
Isn't he going to River Run?
River Run, yeah, to try to knock off the Blackfish.
And isn't Brienne going to River Run?
Oh, you think?
Yeah, you know what? This might be. This also might be setting up for something that happened in the books with a character that has been missing.
Yes, that's what I've heard. You know, I'm nerding out and reading these fan forums and theories and stuff.
Yeah,
and which could be a big reveal, apparently, according to the maybe towards the end of the season.
Well, it sure looks like from the previews this week. That's one thing that you can learn a lot from some of the previews. They showed that particular character, not as it is now, without giving anything away, but they're in one of the flashbacks, it showed.
And they talked about this character previous this past week's episode.
Yeah. And it kind of made sense that the Walder Frey returned too. So I'm expecting something really cool with that, but it would have been nice if it had happened in this episode as opposed to yet another droning on speech from Danny.
Yeah.
Take one call on this and then we'll move on. George, you're on the Blitz. Go, sir.
Hey, I'm with you guys on it kind of slowing down. It seems like they're kind of, it's like they're in the home stretch. Like they introduced the big army of Marjorie's family. They've got the army of the Vale finally popping up. They've got Daenerys getting the Khalasar ready. It seems like all these armies are going to be put into place right when everything hits the fan north of the Wall. Like, there's not going to be a big battle. There's going to be everybody poised for battle, and suddenly there's, you know, oh, hey, there's a bunch of snowmen coming to kill everyone. And I don't know. To me, it's almost like the stuff with Sam, it seems kind of far-fetched that he'd steal that sword. You know, his dad was going to kill him for taking the sword before. That's why he took the black. And, I mean, he couldn't even find the Wall when he got lost, so I don't know how he's supposed to outrun his dad. But it just seems like they're trying to wind everything up and they're bringing in old characters to fill in whatever gaps. So, I don't know. I'm hopeful, but it seems like they've deviated so far from the books as it is now. I don't know. I'm kind of scared at how it's going to end.
I do think, and there is a couple of scenes that from the previews for next week where Ser Davos is talking to presumably Jon Snow about the real danger being north of the Wall, and that's what everybody should be focused on. He's still going to go and take back Winterfell first, I guess. He's got to, right? It's a moral imperative. But yeah, I don't think all these armies are going to wind up converging into one gigantic battle. And I think, you know, obviously, if the Greyjoys team up with Daenerys, she's already got a pretty big army. I think the North would probably back that too. So you might have one battle. There's got to be the Battle of Meereen too. I mean, there's at least
too many battles to have.
There's at least that battle you got to have, and I think you got to have the Battle of Winterfell.
And that was episode 6, right? This past Sunday. I think it was episode 6, so we got 3 more.
That's it? There's only 9?
Oh, I guess 4 more. 4 more, sorry.
Well, they never tie everything up though. So we won't get all the answers here. All right, guys. Got to tell you about my good friends at Houston Can Academies. Terrific place. It's a school that gives kids a second chance. And a lot of kids that have dropped out of other schools, they get another opportunity. These are at-risk kids who would not graduate without Houston Can Academies, would not get these opportunities without Houston Can Academies. And so many of them go on to do great things. They get through school, and they live productive lives, and they become part of the community. And a lot of these kids would have never amounted to anything without Houston Can Academies. And they provide what they need. If they need glasses, they get them. If they're hungry, they even give them food. They get them transportation if they need that. And that's why they need your donation. And for your donation, really simple. Just a vehicle you're not using anymore. Doesn't matter what kind of shape it's in. Maybe it's sitting out in front of your yard. Maybe it's sitting in your garage. You just never got around to fixing it. Maybe the floods got it, and now you don't know what to do with it. Well, just give them a call. They're going to come tow it free of charge. They're going to take care of all the paperwork. Your donation's tax deductible. And if you donate today, they're going to give you some Astros tickets. Give them a call. Houston Can Academy, 713-225-4226, 713-225-4226, or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Here's your chance to get rid of something you're not using anymore and do a great thing. All you have to do is write off the car, not the kid.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Texas' biggest rock festival is September 24th and 25th at NRG Park, featuring Avenged Sevenfold, Alice in Chains, Deftones, Slayer, Chevelle, and more. Plus, enjoy food from Gourmet Man Food and Jack Daniel's Whiskey Row. And did I mention more, and so much more? Get your info and your tickets at HoustonOpenAir.com. Very cool that we have another music festival here in Houston. I assume it's NRG Park and not NFG Park, John. I'm just reading.
My bad, sorry.
That's okay. It's not really your bad. You get these things from other people. Couple of quick follow-ups. So if you came back thinking we weren't going to follow up on it, then you might want to leave again for just a couple minutes. But the Mad King flashback scene was pretty cool. That was, which might also be setting something else up. And there's all kinds. And I know Jong's all over these fan theories, too, that Bran was the one in his head causing him to go crazy to start all this. And there's all these weird theories going around about that. But it was kind of cool seeing him. And Drunk Bevo, did you see the size of that dragon? It wasn't a shadow.
That was no shadow.
Yeah, that thing's gotten big. There's no question.
I mean, I saw his tail and his wings, and that was impressive. And I'm a straight dude, totally into chicks, like human chicks. But
right.
As far as dragons go, that thing, man, oh my lord.
Northside Mike says someone should update Urban Dictionary with the word lording, looking at admiring another man's chunk. All right, time for the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right. This is one that a friend of mine sent me. It could very easily be a Florida story, but it's Alabama. Okay?
Alabama's Western Florida. A lot of people don't realize that.
Well, I'm just going to read the headline and let you react to that, and then I'll tell you the rest of the story. But I think the headline kind of says it all. Woman says she's pregnant by black man from toilet paper contaminated with semen.
That happens. It happens a lot, actually. A lot of people don't realize that.
But. Yeah. Apparently, an Alabama woman claims she became pregnant with an unknown man's baby after using a porta potty at the county fair. Mm-hmm. 18-year-old Brittany Thomas says, I used the porta potty at the fair last year after someone else was using it. I found some semen left behind on the floor by the previous user. Mm-hmm. The toilet paper roll was placed on the ground, too. I believe that when I was using the toilet paper, it was contaminated by the semen on the ground.
Right. I could see that.
Now, I just gave birth to a healthy baby boy with dark skin. Both my husband and I have blonde hair and blue eyes. It took a while for my husband to understand the science behind getting pregnant, but now he supports me, and we just want to find out who the father is. Okay, 18 and is a little young to be getting married to begin with. And
it's Alabama. They marry as soon as their parents give them the okay.
Mm. Astros won, by the way. They survived.
Victory.
Yep. 8-5 final. Luke Gregerson had to come on and save it. Brittany and her husband Michael have released a composite sketch of what the man exiting the porta potty looked like. According to Brittany, she was able to remember exactly what the man looked like over 1 year ago.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
She didn't see his face or his his clothing. She just saw, oh my, that's no shadow. That's all she saw was his dong. Much like Rich Lord, she has learned to divert her attention from men's face and other features, and look straight at the junk. And she said, I'd recognize that junk anywhere.
The Thomases are asking anyone who recognizes the man to please contact the Mobile, Alabama Police Department with information. I want little Timmy to know who his biological father is. I also want him to pay child support.
Are you serious?
That's what she says.
Oh, please.
Neither of us are at fault, but we are both responsible for the support of this child. But if we can't find him, her husband is willing to help raise him.
That husband is the biggest dummy.
Yeah. He says, I'm just so glad my husband realizes the truth about what happened. I'm a loyal wife and I love my family. Brittany has been accused of being a cheater and a liar by several people in her community. However,
yeah, I wonder why.
She says as long as her husband believes her, she doesn't care what anybody else thinks.
You know what? There's a place where these matters can be resolved. It's the Maury Povich Show. I think that's the only place where these matters can be resolved.
First off,
the lie detector determined that was a lie. You said you found semen-covered toilet paper in the bathroom. The lie detector determined that was a lie. You said you're a loyal wife. The lie detector determined that was also a lie. And then they can do you are not the father episode of that too. And then they can have a bunch of guys, black guys who went to the fair that year, sit up on stage and she'll say, yep, that's definitely the guy that I saw coming out of the porta potty. And then they go, you are not the father. And then he'll walk off the stage and say, I told you, bitch. And she'll go, she'll cry. And then she'll point at the next guy. I'm writing television for Maury Povich right now. I can only hope.
Yeah, I just,
that he takes up on this.
I don't even know what to say about this one other than, so basically what you're saying is a dude went into the porta potty,
mm-hmm.
took care of business in there on the floor.
Yep.
And yet you somehow picked up this toilet paper off the floor.
First of all,
which this is the dumbest story I've ever heard.
I'm no woman, but I know I don't think I know a woman in this world who, if they peed in a porta potty, would pick up the toilet paper off the floor and use that.
Well, it is Alabama. Come on, man.
They're more likely to, I don't know, either use their underwear and throw them away or just not wipe at all and just walk out of there. Than to use toilet paper that was on the floor of a porta potty at a state fair. Zero chance.
Yeah. Disco says, damn, this chick is super invested in this ruse, getting the cops involved. And Karina says, at that point, I would have wiped with my underwear and gone commando.
Exactly.
Yeah. Anyway, that is your Zadok Jewelers gem of the day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
Anyway, there you go.
All right, guys, I got to tell you about attorney Gary Trichter. You know, DWIs can cripple your life. I mean, it can cost you a lot of money, can cost you your license, can be a real pain. And if your weekend sucked because of a DWI arrest, you don't have to despair. There's still hope for you. Even if you failed the breath or blood test police gave you. A lot of things about those tests you should know about. Breath tests, they're inaccurate. They're unreliable. They're not even warranted fit for breath testing on humans. The machines aren't. They make temperature assumptions that create artificially high results and destroy the evidence that it checked, making rechecking and proving your innocence impossible. I always get the hiccups during my reads. Every time. Failing the test, not the end of the world because juries are smart. They're going to notice the problems with the breath test machine. Same with the blood test. A lot of inaccuracies about police blood testing. They're not testing your actual blood even. They're testing the air above it. It's a process called gas chromatography, not the same as medical blood testing. Police blood tests can't even positively identify alcohol from other substances. It can be easily contaminated. That's where attorney Gary Trichter comes in. He's a DWI specialist right here in Houston, one of only four board-certified DWI specialists in the state. And what that means is he's experienced in telling the truth about the faults in police science when it comes to DWI testing. If you failed the breath or blood test, call Gary Trichter. Put his number on your cell phone right now at 713-524-1010 or visit texasdwilaw.com. That's 713-524-1010 for attorney Gary Trichter.
The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.